Blog Talk Radio.
We go.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a great God we serve. It is the Almighty Father that we serve. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He is the only, the living, true God, the faithful friend that we need. Good morning to welcome to Bible Storyland. It is Senior Citizens Day today. We're honoring the seniors all over the world. What a great Father we are. He has allowed us to, many of us, to become senior citizens, to live an abundant life, to live a long life. So this morning, we honor your presence, Lord God. We honor you, the Almighty Father. We thank you that you are our shepherd, and we shall not want. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, that you are leading us in a plain path. So this morning, we say, have your way on Bible Storyland. Have your way. We honor your presence. We bow down before you, the Holy God, the Almighty Father. Oh, God, this morning, we speak to every mountain in our life, and we command every mountain to be removed, and we say, go into the sea and do not return. We speak to every financial mountain to be removed from our lives in the name of Jesus. Let every evil mountain hear your voice, O Lord, and be removed in the name of Jesus. O God, we prophesy to the mountains and command them to hear the word of the Lord and be removed in the name of Jesus. Let every mountain tremble at the presence of God. We contend with every mountain and command them to hear, O God, our voice in the name of Jesus. Lay the mountain of Esau, the flesh, to waste in the name of Jesus. We put forth your hand, O God, in the name of Jesus, and overturn the mountains by the roots in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak to every mountain of debt to be removed and cast into the sea in the name of Jesus. Lord, you are against every destroying mountain in the name of Jesus. Let the mountains melt at your presence, O God. Make the waste, the evil mountains in our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, make waste the evil mountains in our lives in the name of Jesus. We are grateful that we could call on your name in the name of Jesus. We thresh every mountain. We beat them small, and we make the hills as chaff. Every mountain in our way will become a plain in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we are so grateful that you know our names and that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We are grateful that we could call on you, Abba. We need you more in the name of Jesus. We need you more today than we did yesterday. We need you more and more and more and more and more on a daily basis, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah. All right, we'll put you on right now. Hold on. Oh, we are grateful, Father God, that we can hear your voice. We are grateful, Lord God, that we can say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy mighty name. What a great Father you are. You are awesome. You are mighty. You are most powerful. Well, as I said before, welcome to Bible Storyland. Those of you who are just coming on, we welcome you. We are grateful that we could call on the mighty name of God. We are grateful that you came on this morning to worship the true and living God, to honor his presence with us. Well, it's Senior Citizens Day today. We're honoring the hoary-headed, the gray-headed people, those, especially those that are wise, that are that chose wisdom.
It's a gray-headed.
2 Corinthians 4:16 says, therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. Oh, yeah, so we are not giving up. We are not giving up, even though the outside looks like things are falling apart on us, but on the inside, we are grateful that God is making a new life in us. Not a day goes by without his unfolding grace. So we are so grateful this morning. We praise God. the Father this morning that he woke us up, blew his breath in us again. God is an omnipotent God, and we're giving him thanksgiving this morning. All the glory belong to him. We honor our Father this morning. Honor is due unto his magnificent holy name. And we say hallelujah, hallelujah to our great Lord God Almighty. He is Adonai, our Lord. Yes, he is. El Shaddai, the sufficient one. Jehovah Rapha, a great healer. Woo, yes. We don't always have to go to the D-O-C-T-O-R, the physicians on earth. We can go to the mighty great physician, the one who heals the doctors that we go to. He is Jehovah Rapha, a healer, Jehovah Jireh, a mighty provider. We are grateful that he chose us. We didn't choose him. He chose us. So we are grateful this morning. We have two senior citizens on with us right now this morning. We have Gloria Dean Charlo on with us from New Orleans, Louisiana. She's going to play a song of praise and thanksgiving to the Father this morning. Good morning, Gloria Dean. How are you?
Good morning. Thank God. Thank the Lord this morning that I'm on. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Traveling with the telephone. I thank God for you. Thank God for all of those out there in radio land. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Give God the glory that they're giving God the glory.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. What are you going to play and sing this morning?
Well, you know, I'll go on and do God. Thank you, Lord, for bringing me through, bringing us through. Because the thing is, with that coronavirus around, you know, we are living in these last days. These are perilous times right now. And it tells us that we got a right standard with God. We can pray and teach others how to pray. Because when we right stand with God, we know to pray and he wants us to pray. So that's what we're doing now, praying and praising God, giving God all the glory, knowing that we are going to come through in these perilous times. Hallelujah. And these perilous times are what? They're stressful and they're dangerous, just like that virus that's going around. All these things we'll be going through, praise God, through these perilous times. So anyway, I know God is going to bring us through and he bring us through, so I'm going to go ahead and sing that song. Lord, thank you for bringing us through.
Amen.
All right, praise God. Hallelujah. Getting it ready.
Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for you, Minister Charlo, Glory Dean Charlo. We've been friends over 30-some years. I thank God for friendship. Hallelujah.
Lord, hallelujah. I'm just in trying to get the right, keep things on, because it went off a little bit for me.
Amen, amen. Take your time. Well, you know what? We're going to bring Pastor Donna Hawkins on while you're getting ready. Pastor Donna.
Yes, okay.
All right.
Okay.
Good morning, Pastor Donna Hawkins from Paducah, Kentucky. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. G. Doing good. Doing good. God is so good.
You sound far away.
I know. I'm in an empty room. I have nothing in here but a piano.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, I know you have to go somewhere this morning, so we're going to ask Prophetess Lawson to pray for you right after you sing a song. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
What are you going to sing this morning?
If I can help somebody as I pass along, then my living shall not be in vain.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Go right ahead.
If I can help somebody as I help along, if I can cheer somebody with a word or song, if I can show some today if I can do more.
Because, Lord God, they live lives of God that gives you glory, God. And I thank you for the members of her church that do what is according to the will of God. Lord God, that the church living is not in vain, oh God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for a group of people, the people that's on this phone. Oh God, even our sister G, God, I'm so quotable sick that her living is not in vain. Hallelujah. God, I thank you, Lord God. Oh God, that you place this group of people that come on Bible Story Lane Saturday after Saturday, oh God, that we impact lives, oh God. So you, God, hallelujah, you can live through us. And Lord God, by you living through us, oh God, our living is not in vain. Father, we thank you, God. I ask you to bless Pastor Donna Hawkins. Bless her family. Keep her family. Let no harm or danger come nigh her family. Bless all that is a part of Bible Story Lane. That we can continue living so our life living will not be in vain. Oh God, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Oh God, I worship you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Prophetess Lawson. Glory Dean, you ready?
Yes, uh-huh.
Go right
yes.
ahead.
Yes. Can you hear me well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Oh, thank you for bringing me up through. Oh, thank you for bringing us through. Donna Hawkins, if I can help somebody along the way, that should be all of our testimony. If we can help somebody along the way, that's what the Lord said we to do, help each other. That's why no man is an island. We're put here to help each other. Hallelujah. We're to love the Lord thy God with all of our heart, soul, and strength and love each other like we love ourselves. Part of loving one another is helping them along the way. We thank God for bringing us through every situation that we face. Don't you think he left you during the hard times and come just during the good times? No, no. He never leaves us, never forsake us. So we're thanking God this morning. We thank God for Prophetess Lawson from Jacksonville, Florida.
Father, we ask you to touch Prophetess Lawson's body from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Touch the larynx, the voice box, everything connected with her voice, oh God. Bathe and heal that area of her throat, oh God. Remove any infections in her body, Lord. Keep her healthy, keep her well. And I thank you, Lord God, that you are with her. You will never leave her nor forsake her. You walk with her. You talk with her daily. You are the lamp that she needs. In the name of Jesus, you are the guide that she needs. You are leading her in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, continuing along, we have Sister Jackie Travis. Last week, I was privileged to go to her Black History program that she put on every year, and I tell you what, it was fantastic. Oh, my God, I had a great time with the seniors over downtown Jacksonville and with Jackie. You know, she's fun to be with now. We laugh and have a good time. And I tell you what, she looked great, fabulous in that wonderful African attire she had on. Good morning, Jackie Travis. How are you?
Good morning, Sister G. I enjoyed the program also, and I really appreciate you coming to MC. You did a great job. They talked about it, how great you were. That was good. Thank you so much.
Amen.
So,
all right, what
are
you
going to
sing this morning, Jackie?
I'm going to try to sing. Walk with me. I'm going to try to sing over the dog if I can. I'm going to get my little lady up. That's Pierre. Pierre wants to sing too. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. While I'm on this tedious journey, I need Jesus to walk with me and hold my hand, Lord. Hold my hand, hold my hand, Lord. Hold my hand while I'm on this journey. I want Jesus to hold my hand. Be my friend, Lord.
February the 10th, And Mother Fanny has a birthday coming up in April. Mother Fanny, how old will you be?
I'll be 84.
84. We would thank God 84. For you all. Mother Fanny's are going to sing a song. And after her, Mother Ludell's going to sing a song. So we thank God for senior citizens. You know, they made the way for us. They paved the way. You know, when we couldn't go to school, certain schools, when we couldn't ride the bus, you know, we couldn't go in certain restaurants and stores, they paved the way. Yeah, when we were, you know, they picked cotton and did all kind of things. They paved the way for us. Sometimes they didn't even go to school, but they made sure we went to school. So we thank God they paved the way for us. Sometimes they did without for us so we could have a better life. So we appreciate the senior citizens that God has given on this earth, the ones that call on his name in particular, the ones that, you know, the ones that know the Lord, the ones that honor him. Those are the ones we're the most grateful for. And he has given them much wisdom. So we're going to listen to Mother Fanny sing and then Mother Ludell. Mother Fanny is from Daytona Beach, Florida. We are grateful for her. Mother Fanny is from Applin, Georgia. Oh, my God. We thank God for these two senior citizens.
Thank you.
Go right ahead, Mother Fanny.
Okay. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it, Lord. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. You deserve it. Lord, you deserve it. My hallelujah belongs to you. Nobody but you belongs to you. Nobody but you belongs to you. You deserve it, Lord. You deserve it. All of our praise belongs to you. All of our praise belongs to you. All of our worship belongs to you. All of our worship belongs to you. You deserve it. You deserve it, Lord. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. You deserve it. You deserve it, Lord. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. Lord, you deserve it. You deserve it. Lord, you deserve it. My hallelujah belongs to you.
Hallelujah. Woo, my God. Thank you, Mother Fanny. We thank God for the songs that have gone forth from Pastor Donna Hawkins, Jackie Travis, Mother Fanny, Sister Glory Dean, Minister Glory Dean Charlotte. Oh, my God. My hallelujah. All of our hallelujah should belong to the Lord. So we are grateful. All right, we got Mother Ludell on from Applin, Georgia. She's 98 years young, pressing towards 100. Hallelujah. Good morning, Mother Ludell. How you doing?
Well, very well, thank you. Still a host.
That's all right.
But I'm
going to
say
for you.
I believe I sing a song while I have a chance. Well, I believe I sang a song while I have a chance. Well, I believe I sang a song, oh, yes, while I have a chance. Oh, I may not have his chance anymore. I believe I pray a prayer, oh, yes, while I have a chance. Well, I believe I pray a prayer while I have a chance. Believe I pray a prayer, yes, while I have a chance, because I may not have a chance.
Good morning, Apostle. How are you this morning?
I'm
wonderful. I am wonderful. Blessings, blessings, blessings to everyone that is on this morning. Oh, man, I have been so blessed just to sit in and soak on the wonderful, beautiful praises that has gone forth on this morning. Oh, wow, I tell you what, when we are doing the praises and as we're doing this morning, what your Father is doing right now, he is inhaling all of what went forth out this morning. I tell you, he is inhaling and just breathing in, inhaling, just receiving it. He's receiving it all, and he's just holding it. He's just enjoying what has taken place already. And I tell you what, there's something he's getting ready to do in just a moment. He's just getting ready to do something in a moment, and I'm going to pause right there for a moment, Sister G, because I want to ask you, do you know what he's about to do?
Bless his children.
All right, but guess how he's going to do it? That is true. He is definitely going to bless his children. But right now, after all that inhaling of the praises that has gone on this morning, get ready. What he's in the process of doing right now, get ready, get ready. He is exhaling the blessing. Yes.
Woo.
He inhaled
Hallelujah.
All that praise that went on this morning, and he
praise
held it
him,
in.
Praise
just kept breathing it in, breathing it in, breathing it in. And now, family, he is exhaling it out. So just receive it. Come on, yes, he's blessing your bodies right now. He's getting all the stress out. Look, sometimes when we get older, and these are the things that I find, there's two main things that our seniors have challenges with. And everyone, we're celebrating senior citizens, all right? That's what I'm calling it, a celebration. And in that celebration, we're going to celebrate for what God is doing today and where he's taking us. But also for the challenges that we've had in the past, we're going to be thankful that he has corrected those challenges, and he's going to give us proof for the things of the past is being taken care of, because we're giving it all to him, and he's going to give us the opportunity to see the results through the blessing that he's exhaling right now. And so two things that many seniors ask for. The one is that they ask for their children to be blessed. That's the number one request and prayer that I find, for my children to be blessed. And the number two is not even close to number one. The number two is for them to be blessed. And so in that parallel there, we're putting our children first. We want our children to be blessed. And our children, I like to say this here, because a lot of times people ask for their children to be blessed. And when they ask for their children to be blessed, the reason they want their children to be blessed is because their children are crazy. And so here's the question. You want to know why your children crazy? Let me help you. Look in the mirror. That's why they're crazy. They got it honestly. Let's be real.
Yeah.
And not only that, you got what your parents and grandparents had. And the Father loves genealogy. He loves our grandparents and our parents and the children. He loves family. If you go to the book of Matthew, you'll notice that there's the genealogy, and that is important to the Father. The bloodline is very important. Your bloodline and your family is important to the Father. But I want to say right now, and we're going to go into a scripture, but what I want to say right now is that the Father is ready to bless you, and I want you to receive your blessing right now, because he doesn't want any of us to have a blemish while his presence is flowing, all right? So right now in his presence, he is giving you the blessing. And in that blessing, any challenges that you are dealing with in your body, I want you to look for it right now. Because as you're hearing the word, as you're receiving the blessing, as the Father is giving you strategies on how to deal with your children, he wants you to be blessed first. So receive it, receive it, receive it. So for your children to be blessed, there are challenges that they're dealing with that you have not been able to deal with. And if you were able to deal with it, that's fine, but it has not been resolved. So it was passed down to your children, and they're having havoc dealing with those challenges. You may have had some issues in your life, and you were in a stronger generation because you are a stronger generation. And being stronger, you were able to fight better than the kids today are able to fight. But this is the thing. Even though you can fight, the battle is not yours. Even though you fight better than your children, the battle is not yours. We know who the battle is for. And so that's what we're doing right now. As our celebration, we are transferring the confusion. We are transferring the challenge. We are transferring the anxiety, the stress, the fear, the heartache. Come on. We are transferring even the medicine that we've been taking that's causing side effects in our life. We're transferring the side effects of that medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Keep taking your medicine. I'm not saying don't. But we're transferring all of that to the Father. We're transferring that because the Lord died for it. He sacrificed himself for that. Now, the word says to us that we are to give our body as a living sacrifice. But we're going to give our bodies in the current situation that it is. And I'm asking the Lord right now to take all your pain away because that is your reasonable service. To take it away. Whatever it is. Migraines, guess what? Gone right now in the name of Jesus. High blood pressure, check your pressure. Gone right now in the name of Jesus. Arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, cannot stay. Neck issues, check your neck right now. It's leaving right now. That's his presence. Remember, a whole lot of praises just went up, and so the Father is exhaling the blessing right now. See, look, the Father was, like that old movie was, waiting to exhale. Well, guess what? He ain't waiting no more because it's coming down, it's coming down, it's coming down. Just receive it, receive it, receive it right now. I don't care. Look, it could be the gout that you have challenges with. Gone right now in the name of Jesus. Just receive it. Let me get my scripture reading I want to have for you. We're going to go, for starters, into the book of John, in John's Gospel, chapter 14, verse 1. Listen, this is the word that he has for you. Right here, get ready now. He says, let not your heart be troubled. Now, why is he saying that? But wait, the Lord didn't stop there. He said, let not your heart be troubled. But he says, for in my Father's house, there are many mansions. I like to use that word mansions as many dimensions. And those dimensions are full of blessings, too much for your mind to comprehend. But when you're sending praises up, that blessings of the mansions that the Father has in store for you in heaven is also coming into the earth. He's releasing that now. So the Lord says, guard your heart. Why? Because the heart is where the Father, the heart is where the Son is, as well as the Holy Spirit is. So he wants you to guard your heart, protect your heart from the devices of the enemy, from the confusion that your children are carrying. See, right now, because you're getting rid of the anxiety, you're getting rid of the fear, you're getting rid of the stress by giving it to the Lord, giving it to the cross, he's taking all of those challenges from you. Now that you're moving in purity, just as quickly as I shared this with you, receive it right now. Now that you're moving into the purity that the Father wants you to move in, just because you gave it to the Lord, he died for it. Look, that's the gospel, all right? But listen, he died for you. He put the sacrifice out there so you can flow into freedom. And that freedom, that blessing of freedom is peace. So now we've guarded our heart. He says, guard your heart, for in my Father's house there are many mansions. Those many mansions have blessings. Your heart needs to be guarded from the fear, the anxiety, the stress that the enemy wants to put at it. Once you can fight it off, how do we fight it off? We fight it off by standing. The number one assignment I have for you, family, and going forward right now, I want you to practice. This is number one. When stress, confusion, people are bringing negative words, you're seeing things on the media, this is what I want you to do. If you're watching me live, you can see what I'm saying. We're live on Facebook right now, and we also will have this on YouTube, but I want you to check this out. This is the deal. When the challenges are coming, the enemy is hitting you. He's waiting for a response from your mouth. So this is the goal. I want you to do this. Zip your mouth. When the craziness come at you, when the confusion come at you, when the fear come at you, keep your mouth shut because the blessing is already flowing. What the enemy wants you to do with your sound, with your speech, is to cancel the blessing. Now remember, we went through a lot of praising this morning. We was doing some praising, and the Father was inhaling the praise, huh? Hallelujah. Every last one of you that was singing this morning, he was inhaling the praise. And for everyone that was singing, we were participating, we were praising with him, and he received our praise through y'all who was singing. Hallelujah. So thank you for being leaders with your sound. And as the Father was inhaling it for all of us, even if you just came on late and you didn't hear the praise, guess what? We was praising for you. And look, I believe the Father is still inhaling that praise because that's what he enjoys doing. And he's inhaling and exhaling at the same time. Nobody but God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Nobody. And as he's exhaling, you have an assignment. Because now that the blessing is hitting you, the enemy wants to steal your blessing. Come on, we know the verse, the enemy comes to steal, kill, destroy. But the Lord says, I come to bring life, don't stop there, and that life is an abundant life. And every time you hear that, when someone reads that scripture, and the Lord says, or they quote it, I come to bring life and life more abundantly, your words at that exact moment should be, I receive. I receive. That's right. When the Lord brings it and he tells you a commandment that represents his favor, that represents his abundance, that represents his prosperity, we say, I receive. Come on, at all times, receive it, receive it, receive it. So as we're receiving the blessing, he also wants to teach you how to fight. Now, we can't fight the way the world fights. We can't fight the way our mama and them fought. We have to fight the good fight of faith, and we're going to have to start number one in fighting for our children by you keeping your mouth shut when they bring craziness. Oh, when they bring it, don't you put your hand on your hip and work your neck, all right? If you're going to do that, do it in your prayer closet. And when you do it in your prayer closet, you're doing it for the purpose of increase. You're doing it for the purpose of understanding. You're doing it for the purpose of wisdom. You're fellowshipping with your Father. Our Lord said, go to your Father. He's got the blessing for you. God's got a blessing for you. So as we go to the Father, anything you're asking in the Lord's name, see, you're already being blood washed in the identity of the Lord. When you show up, guess what? You're already in his name. Because you've been bought. So when you bought, you in his name. When you show up, you in his name. So once you get there, guess what? Just start fellowshipping. Just start talking. Just start sharing your emotions. Just start sharing the challenges that you got. See, right now, the Lord is aware of your challenges. And I thank him for giving me the revelation to understand how to share with him the challenges that are in your life right now. And those challenges that you're dealing with, first things first, he wants to deal with you. I hear you, bless my children. Bless this one, bless that one. I hear you, oh, I'm okay. No, 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 no. No, you're not. Receive your blessing right now. Too much praising that went up this morning. Oh, come on, you better take it. You better take it, because as that praising went up, the blessing came down. That's a good place to say, I got the blessing. Come on, say it with me right now. I got the blessing. I got it. Do you have the blessing? Because if you have it, now that you got the blessing, you know what's next? Your children is blessed, and your grandchildren are blessed.
Yeah.
Generations are changed right now. See, when you know that you're blessed, when you know that there's no more pain, when you know that when you go to the doctor and he says, I can't find the clogged arteries no more. Wait, I thought you had a heart attack. Wait, I thought you had clogged situations in your stomach and in your knees. Wait, where's the swelling at? Come on, when you start knowing that your body is changing and performing in a direction for as it is in heaven. See, the doctors and in this world system, when you get to a certain age, they say you're old and they're ready to give up on you. Well, that's them, but that ain't how your father thinks, and guess what? That ain't how you supposed to think.
Amen.
Oh, you heard what I said? I said that ain't how you supposed to think. I know you think like that because you've been bombarded with it your whole life. Well, this is a new day. The year we're in is 2020. You know that 2020 is perfect vision, but in order for you to have perfect vision, according to the scripture that I just read you, you got to guard your heart. How you guard your heart? Number one, hush your mouth. When craziness comes, don't you dare say nothing crazy, because once you say something crazy, the enemy right there on the spot tells your ministering angels, back off. You heard me. They will tell your angels. Now, you got angels that's been hanging out with you because you're praising. And every time something goes good, the angels are ministering and bringing the word to the Father on your behalf. And things all around you is going well, and you're trying to figure out what's going on. Well, I'm telling you right now. And then all of a sudden, the enemy comes in, and you lose it. That's the battle. See, the battle is very simple. It starts right there. Now, I'm telling you right now, we ain't going through that no more, because look what you're going to do. By shutting your mouth, we're going to take the punch. There is such a blessing called the blessing of silence. Can you receive that blessing of silence? Hallelujah. The blessing of silence is in the house. But don't stop right there, because as you're flowing in the blessings of silence, the Father is rewarding you for taking the punch. That blessing of silence is also called the Teflon blessing. That Teflon blessing is this, because it's a celebration. All of this is being released right now as I'm sharing with you, and your body is proving it to you. Come on, this happens every time I minister. The Lord shares this with me. I see it. I hear it. I get the testimonies back. This is why I'm that bold. I know you're kind of tripping over there saying, wait, I really do feel good. Child, look, what's going on? This, look, you got the blessing. That's what's going on. Come on, let's quote it again. I got the blessing. I got it. I got it.
Blessing. I got the blessing. Hallelujah.
I hear you. I hear you. So, look, as you have that Teflon blessing, let me tell you now. The Teflon blessing is just like that coating that's on them pots. Teflon is an alloy. It's an alloy for protection, and it's an alloy for aggressiveness. The aggressiveness of Teflon, when it's put into a bullet, it is the only metal that has the ability to penetrate a bulletproof vest. That's the blessing the Father has given you. But the first phase of that blessing of Teflon is the resistance. The Lord says, resist the devil and he will flee. Well, resistance also works with the silence of your mouth. And as you're resisting him with silence, because he's waiting on you to be crazy, he's waiting on you to speak in lack, he's waiting on you to speak in poverty, he's waiting on you to agree with the curse, he's waiting on you to agree with the spell. Well, we've shut that down by receiving the blessing and accepting the blessing and moving in the silence, which activates the Teflon blessing. So now that that blessing is activated, catch this, the blessing of Teflon works at its best when situations are heated.
Yes.
When the pot is hot, that's when the Teflon works. If the pot ain't hot, the Teflon ain't working. It's going to stick. So when craziness is going on with your children, when craziness is going on at the senior citizen center, when craziness is going on, you involve yourself by listening, by not speaking from emotions, but speaking from the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
And when you speak from the Spirit, this is one way to do it. Encourage that person or those people to expose their problem. Here's one way to do it. Child, what? Now, I know you know how to do that. You know how to be nosy, but you're going to be nosy in the Holy Ghost, all right? Ain't no nosiness in the world system because God don't like that. But you already understand how to be nosy. You already understand how to be an investigator. So investigate their craziness, and look what happens automatically. It is understood. Come on, that's another blessing right there. This is called the blessing of understanding, the blessing of understood. Now, the blessing of understood is this. When you are moving in his word lively, actively, aggressively, moving in his word, saying good morning, moving in his word, someone needs prayer and you're ready to pray for them, the Lord will instantly move on those people's situations before your head even know what the challenge is. Why? Because he knows if you hang in there, you're going to pray. And you proved yourself that you will pray. So when you move now, I shared this with Sister G last week. It's called the stick and move blessing, all right? Once you stick it and you get the situation exposed, you can move because your father has that situation with understanding and he's moving on those people on your behalf. He's moving on your children on your behalf. He's making sure salvation come to your house according to those that you're covering and raising up and training so that they can be leaders as well. Train up a child, and we too are children when it comes to the gospel. So we too need to be trained. So in our training, we're learning as we're speaking, and it's going to stay with you, how to flow in the blessings. Number one, he says guard your heart because the enemy is after your heart. If he can pervert your heart, then the word can't flow. The blessing can't flow. If he can come after your heart, you do not have the hope to keep your mouth shut. See, hope is a visual process to know that it's going down. Lottery hope is this. I sure hope so. That ain't God's hope. That's lottery hope. Well, we say lottery down here in the South, but lottery, all right? You're trying to figure out what I'm saying. All right, hallelujah. So that's lottery hope. That ain't worth nothing, all right? But when you have hope, it gives you a vision. Come on, 2020. Gives you a vision. That vision is to see it. Now your faith is kicking in. Well, faith and hope is in agreement. Now faith is the substance of things, you know the rest, hoped for. So that hope is what you have for your children, and that hope is a strategy that you see in knowing what the Father is going to do. That hope is, if you're taken care of, he done blessed you, he took care of your situations that they're dealing with, you getting out the bed, you dancing, you celebrating, you moving around, you showing that you can go this place, that place, wherever, and they still looking at you trying to say, what then really happened? How you doing better than me? Now the door is open for you to minister the gospel to them. Because see, right now, we're also in a season based on society, proof. We need some proof. And you got the proof because you got the blessing, you are blessed. You know how I know y'all blessed? Because I got the blessing. The one who got the blessing can bring the blessed on. So if you blessed, you better say you got the blessing so you can pass it on. Hallelujah.
I got the blessing.
I got it with you, Sister G. I got it. So now look, we abbreviating this because I know I don't have much time to roll with you. But here we go. I got so much I want to share. But no, we're going to keep going. Here we go, right quick.
God.
Same chapter 14, John's Gospel. And in John's Gospel, chapter 14, go to verse 26. I need to turn there. I lost my place here, but because I want to quote it from the scriptures and not from my head, all right? I got it right here. Here we go. All right, he says here, John's Gospel 14 and 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name. All right? Now look, I make it a habit whenever I speak God, I interchange his name to my Father, my Heavenly Father. I speak about him the same way the Lord did. I make it personal. I don't speak to him in such of a third person anymore. I always speak of my Father.
Yes.
All right? So whenever you see God, always see him as your Father. Because when you're moving and seeing him as your Father, you're now living in a place of acceleration. When you see him as your Father, you're now moving in the glory realm. And when you're moving in the glory realm, the Father will open the eyes of your understanding to where you're now able to command angels to move. But for that to be possible, you have to have a relationship with the Father. Before you get to the Father, wait, I went ahead of myself. You have to know the Lord. Because the Lord say, I no longer call you servants. I call you friends. And when he calls you friends, he now says, go to your Father. If that's you and you're going to the Father, right now you have a glorious ministry. That glorious ministry is with signs and wonders following you, and that means usually people hang out with people that are like them. It may be people that are your same color. It may be people that are your same age. It may be people that are men, maybe people that are women. Well, if it's people that are your same age and you know that you have the blessing, excuse me, because of your Father, now you're moving into the ministry of glory. As the Father does the work. So Jesus says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance that the Lord has said to you. Now catch this. For that to be possible, for the blessing to be active in your life to be possible. Here we go. We're going to the greatest blessing of all blessings right here. And this is where we're closing. I mean, there's just so much. Here's the greatest blessing right here. The greatest blessing is this right here, what Jesus is doing. Jesus said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. Pause right there. The Lord is giving you two sets of peace here. One he's leaving you, the other one he's giving you. That's a good place to say, I receive.
I receive.
So you're receiving his peace. Now, in receiving the Lord's peace, what the Lord is saying, I'm leaving, I'm going to prepare a place for you. All that's in John Gospel 14. And the word also tells us in Isaiah, he's the Prince of Peace. And there's a description of who he is in Isaiah chapter 9. And in that being of who he is, that identity of who he is, he's saying, I am giving that to you. When he said, my peace I leave you, my peace I give you, he being the Prince of Peace is taking his crown off and making you a prince and a princess. And he's bestowing it upon you. He's bowing his head, and he's putting it on your head because he says, I'm leaving it for you, and he's going to a place with the Father, and he's going to a place to prepare you for greater works. That, too, is in John's Gospel, chapter 14. I give this peace unto you, and the peace I give you is not as the world gives it. Now, the world gives peace in its own way. The world gives peace through side effects. The world gives peace when you look at different types of medicine that they give. It is supposed to bring peace. Look at those commercials. You got people looking all pretty, and they're receiving their medicine, and there's a guy very softly in a monotone voice saying, yeah, this caused suicide, it caused heart disease, caused this, that, well, the peace, Jesus says, that's not my peace. So the blessing that we're speaking, if you're taking those type of medicine, I'm asking the Lord to reject the side effects of that medicine and to give you doctors that have wisdom to check you And in that wisdom of checking you, they'll recognize, wait, we need to remove some of the dosage. Not only do we need to remove some of the dosage, we need to take you off. Because, look, as a minister of the gospel, I am not a doctor. But that's why wisdom come in, and he says you have to be wise to win souls, because in that wisdom of winning souls, if you don't get to them before the doctor gets to them, many are going to believe the report and die. Now, the doctor carries good news, which is the good news of exposing the enemy, exposing the problem. Once he exposes it, brothers and sisters, now it's on you to shut it down, and you're going to shut it down with your relationship with heaven. Jesus said, go to your Father and whatever you ask of in my name. So you need to learn what the question is. So when you get there, you've got something, and he's releasing it. So now when the Father says, I'm blessing you, and you're like, well, wait, why did you bless me here? Well, I know that you were going to eventually come up with the question, so what I did is I blessed you anyway.
Hallelujah.
Because I know you were going to do it.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. So notice how that blessing is flowing. I see you, Tyson. So in that area of the blessing, the greatest blessing of all blessings is that blessing that Jesus gave us. And that blessing is the blessing of peace. And in John's Gospel, chapter 20, we covered a lot in John's Gospel. He said to the disciples, go to the upper room. He had a vision for them, but they had no vision because they was afraid of the Jews. And when they were afraid, the Lord showed himself, but he showed himself by saying, peace be unto you. And the word said their eyes were open. They were open to have the vision. Once again, there goes the greatest of all blessings, the blessing of peace. Now, I shared with you, a part of that blessing of peace is being able to take a good punch. Now, in taking that punch, taking the hit, hearing the confusion, as you get steady, as you hang in there, as you're learning and seeing the signs, wonders, and the miracles that the Father is doing through your life, come on, that's being activated as I speak to you. And not only is it being activated, the Father is giving you, come on, this is a good place to say I receive, the Father is giving you his faith.
I receive.
Wow. Now, if the Father is giving you his faith, that means you're ready to receive. And I know you're ready to receive because I heard how you was praising this morning. Oh, yeah, y'all was praising this morning. You ain't know what you was doing, but I saw it. It got the Father's attention, and he was just inhaling. Inhaling with his nose and his mouth at the same time.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He was getting it all. And not only was he doing that, he was exhaling too. Hallelujah. Now, don't ask me how he does it, but guess what? He's our Father. He's God.
Amen.
And as is coming on us, as we're receiving, come on, my children are blessed. My grandchildren are blessed. Wherever I bring my feet, wherever I bring my thoughts, wherever I go, that situation is blessed as well. And as you developing, as you continue to grow, the word says that men shall give to your bosom. Press down, don't stop there. Shaking together, don't stop there. But running over, have it all. Why are they doing that? Because the Lord said, I come to serve and not be served. You are the lender. You're no longer the borrower. You are the lender, and you're lending from the resources of what your Father exhaled into your life, which you've received. Nobody else on this planet got, but he says, I rain on them as well, and he's raining on them so that they can receive what you have because you're a leader. You're moving in authority. Last scripture, and we're going to close here, Sister G. Here we go. John's Gospel, chapter 15. Excuse me, not John's Gospel. We're leaving John's Gospel. We're going to Genesis. Genesis, chapter 15. And as we're at Genesis 15, I'll read through it. And the Father said unto Abraham, know of your surety. Come on, have some confidence. That your seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall be afflicted for 400 years. And notice his words for Abraham right after that. He also says, and also that nations whom they serve. Nations whom they serve. Now, some of y'all can relate to this. Nations whom y'all served. He says this, I will judge, and afterward you shall come out with great substance. Come on, that's another place to say, I got the blessing and I receive.
I got the blessing and I receive.
Notice now what he says here to Abraham. And he says, you shall go to your fathers in peace. There goes the blessing of peace. Started with Abraham. As a matter of fact, this is the first mention of peace in the Bible, okay? Genesis 15. He says, you shall go to your fathers in peace, and you shall be buried at a good old age. So with peace, you're going to have a good old age. Long life with the quality of life. Come on, that's a good place to say, I receive.
I receive.
Hallelujah. And he says here, Psalms 91, says, because you have set your love upon me, you set your love upon the Father, therefore will I deliver you. See, you're being delivered right now from the praises. The praises then went up, and he's delivering you with the blessing. Blessing is an empowerment that carries deliverance. And the Lord died. He was the sacrifice for this to be possible. And in that process of delivering you, that's why your body feels good right now. Come on, I feel good. Hallelujah.
I feel good. Hallelujah.
All right. Here we go. This is it. And he says, because you have loved me, therefore will I deliver you. And I have set you on high because you have known my name. And you shall call upon me. And I will answer you, and I will be with you in trouble, and I will deliver you and honor you. And here we go, because of that blessing of peace, as he said to Abraham, he's saying to you, and with long life will I satisfy you,
give you,
and show you my salvation, and that salvation is a life of peace with nothing missing. And nothing broken. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise be unto the Most High. Blessings to you all in Jesus' name. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Woo, what a great word that was. Oh, my God. The blessing. I thank God for all of those blessings. I receive all those blessings that he gave. The blessing of silence. The blessing of understanding. The blessing of the Stickmore blessing, the blessing of hope, and we're guarding our heart. Oh, my God. Thank you so much, Apostle Butler. Oh, my God. That was such an awesome, powerful word. Getting the blessing, getting the blessing, getting the blessing. We receive all of those blessings, and I thank God for the blessing. Oh, my God. All of those blessings we receive. Now, I believe everybody on here is saved. If you're not, we got people on here that's going to talk you through the salvation, the plan of salvation. So anybody not saved, press 1. Anybody not saved, press 1. I'm going to put all the phones off of mute, all the lines off of mute right now. Anybody on here not saved, speak up. Got ministers on here, walk you through the plan of salvation. We're going to be praying for family, our whole families to be saved. You know, somebody pray for us to be saved. We got to pray for our families and those neighbors, you know, those enemies too, to be saved. So they could be our brothers and sisters. But we thank God for you, Apostle Butler. That was an awesome, powerful word. And, of course, once we get saved, don't you dare think about getting mud on you. Don't you dare backslide. You got to move forward. You got to run hard after God like a deer that pants for the water. That's how we got to run after God. You know how when you need water, you're thirsty, thirsty, thirsty? That's how we got to thirst, hunger and thirst for God, for righteousness. No more backsliding. That's a, oh, no, we don't go that way. We go forward, moving forward. So, it is prayer time on Bible Storyland. The Word of God says the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous avail much. So anybody on here need prayer this morning? All the lines are unmuted. Let's see, make sure. All right. So you can speak your prayer request. We got Pastor Donna Hawkins on here. We're going to be praying for her church, Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church, for her husband, for her family, for her church family. We're going to be praying for Jackie Travis, her daughter, grandbaby Ava. I got to see baby Ava last week. She's about a year old now. And for her ministry, Jackie Travis ministered to the senior citizens, whom I got to be with some of them last week, so I thank God. So anybody else, prayer request, speak up.
Minister G.
All right, hold on 1 second. Hold on, hold on.
Go ahead,
all right.
Donna, go ahead.
Donna Hawkins and then Esther Collins. Go ahead, Pastor Donna.
Yes, ma'am. Minister G, will you please remember?
All right, wait, Miss Medea. I'm sorry. Hold on. Go ahead, Pastor Donna.
Will you please remember Sister Maddie Bryant? She's the soloist, the high soprano who sings all the time. She's in the hospital. She had emergency surgery on Tuesday. So please remember her in prayer. Her first name is Maddie.
Okay.
Her last name is Bryant. Maddie Bryant.
Okay.
Okay, and I gave you the two who are being funeralized today, but tomorrow will you remember the McClure family? Sister Lottie McClure passed, and they're having a memorial service for her tomorrow. McClure.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Mother Liddell and then Esther. Thank you for being patient. Mother Liddell, what'd you say?
I say pray for me, my family, and my church family. A lot of them are sick.
Okay. All right, Esther, what'd you say?
Good morning, thank you. It's for my family, my church family.
Okay.
I just thank the Lord for another birthday. I made a birthday on Monday, 69 years old, and I'm thankful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm thankful. Thank you, Jesus, for all your blessings, Lord. I just want to say thank you. Amen.
69. Hallelujah. We catching up with Mother Liddell. Hallelujah. All right. Anybody else? We're going to pray for the senior citizens as well. Mother Fanny, Mother Liddell. Anybody else? Prayer request.
Yes. This is Jackie. Pray for Dr. Scott's sister-in-law, Miss Maddie Fowler. I don't think that's her last name, but that's her maiden name or whatever. Pray for her. She passed away. She was a friend of ours. She was a school teacher here. I don't know. She was taught at Stanton, I'm sure, because I saw a lot of people put stuff on there from Facebook. Pray for Miss Maddie's family. Pray for Miss Shirley with her memory. And pray for me and my patients, Miss Joanne Whitty, and the rest of the homeless people out here.
Okie dokie. We got you. All right. Anybody else? Miss Lydia, we got you. Mother Fanny, same thing, church family, Esther family, church family. Anybody else? All the lines are unmuted now.
Minister G?
Yes.
I have to give you this report. It was a year ago on Wednesday that my husband had his first emergency surgery. So we are thanking God that he is so good to us. He's just so good to us. Tonight at 5 o'clock, well, today at 5 o'clock, the NAACP is having their Power of One banquet, Rosa Parks Power of One banquet, and they will be giving a music award in honor of my sister today at 5 o'clock. So we're just thankful that my sister's memory lives on and that the work that she did was not in vain.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Anybody else? We're about to go to the throne room. Anybody else need prayer?
I just prayed here, Sister G, and I pray for you and for everyone on the line. Sister June from Florida, Louisiana. Enjoy, Brother Butler, Pastor Butler. God bless you. Love you. I'm on my way to another ministry. Thank you, but I heard the whole program service. God bless you. Thank you for your prayer.
Thank you, Pastor
Amen.
June, Paul. We appreciate you being on. God bless you, Lord. protect her as she go and as she come and she drive here and there. And I thank you, oh God, for her ministry, Operation Outreach for Souls, in Jesus' name. Amen. Anybody else?
Radio station? I'm listening to the radio.
You're talking to me? Oh, Jackie. That's Jackie. Okay. All right. So here we go. Apostle Butler, you still there?
Yes, I am.
All right. Can you pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins? She's the pastor of missionary, Macedonian Missionary Baptist Church in Paducah, Kentucky. And she gave several requests. I'm just going to let you cover however the Lord leads you.
Yes. Father, as we came forth today and those requests that came forth, you knew that they were coming. And we thank you, Father, that right now for the permission that has been given to pray for those, and as we're covering them and the blessing that you have given us, we thank you that everything is accelerated for each of them and their special needs. And we thank you, Father, for all that is being done in their lives, that as the testimonies come forth, that we're seeing an acceleration of your goodness, an acceleration of your glory. And Father, we are looking for that to happen right now as we're speaking. As we're looking at the time, as we're looking at what time it is right now and the reports coming back, we will hear reports that will be in reflection to the prayer that is going up right now very aggressively. So we thank you, Father, for receiving what has gone forth. We thank you, Father, for your intelligence that's going forth. Look, we spoke of peace earlier, and the word tells us that peace is understanding. Well, the understanding in our natural mind is not here to solve the problems of what the prayer request was. But because the Lord has given us peace, that peace is going to get the intelligence to solve the challenges of everyone that's there. The Father is assigning ministering angels right now that bring in the healing, that brings in the comfort. They're going to minister to those as we're speaking and those that are on this call right now, because we're dealing with, get this, here's another blessing, a collateral blessing. Hallelujah. So that collateral blessing for all of us, and that blessing of peace, we covered that earlier, that peace that surpasses all understanding, he's giving us the peace that has the intelligence to deal with those things that we don't have the understanding, that the world don't have the understanding, that the doctors don't have the understanding for, but he's honored us with that answer because we're his children. So we thank you, Father, for that release now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. All right. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the senior citizens that visited Bible Storyland today. You already knew they would be here before they came. Oh, God, you ordered it before the foundations of the earth. So, Lord, we thank you for the blessings that each and every senior citizen received today, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we are so grateful that you are in the blessing business. In the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you that every senior citizen, every person on here has the blessing of silence, the blessings of understood, the blessings of stick and move, the blessing of hope, and we are guarding our heart. We thank you, Lord God, for Mother Ludell, for her church family. Oh, God, her family. And, Lord, you know the things that she goes through in her body. So we're thanking you for healing her. Oh, God, you have healed her for 98 years. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. She is a woman of great peace, a woman of blessing, Lord God. You blessed her with 10 children, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Lord, we lift up her niece, Mary Jean, and we thank you for the healing of her mind, her body, oh, God. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for Mother Fanny. Oh, God, you know everything going on with Mother Fanny. Heal her body, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you that just because we're getting older, we don't receive sickness. In the name of Jesus, we are healed by the stripes of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for the blessing of peace upon all us, your peace. That kind of peace that passes all human understanding. And we thank you, Lord God, for every senior citizen on here. We thank you for what you're going to do and what you're going to do and what you've done already. Woo! Hallelujah. You are a great God. You are the Almighty King, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We bless your holy name. We agree with your plan for our lives. Your plan said that we heal by the stripes of Jesus. And we receive it, oh God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, Pastor Donna. Can you pray for your cousin, Jackie Travis, this morning?
Yes, ma'am. Gracious Lord, we bow this morning, thanking you, Lord, for even allowing us to call on your holy name. Now, Lord, before I ask, Lord, I do thank you. I thank you for Jackie's life, Lord. I thank you for the touch that she has, Lord, that you have given her, Lord. Lord, I thank you for the burning that she has for senior citizens, Lord. So, Lord, right now I ask that you continue to bless her, continue to keep her, continue to strengthen her, Lord. Lord, bless all those patients that she is ministering to, Lord. Lord, bless them. Bless their families, Lord. And then she asks a special prayer for the homeless, Lord. Lord, you know all about the situations, Lord. So right now, Lord, I just ask that you remind them that they're still your children, Lord, and that you still love them, Lord. Your word says that we can cast all of our cares upon you because you care for us, Lord. So, Lord, we thank you for your tender, loving care. Lord, we ask that you would keep Jackie, keep her daughter, keep her granddaughter, Ava, Lord. Lord, we ask that you would keep the whole family, Lord. We ask a special blessing on her sister, Evelyn, Lord, and her sister, Deborah, her sister, Sharona, Lord. Lord, we ask you to bless them and keep them in your care, Lord, as only you can. Lord, there's never been a time when you didn't come to see about us. So we thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering our prayers. We thank you, Lord, for giving the assurance, Lord, the blessed assurance. You are ours, and we thank you, Lord, that we belong to you. Lord, bless us and keep us in your care. It is in the name of Jesus that I pray, and for his sinless sake. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Oh, my God. Thank God for the prayers. Apostle Butler, if you could pray for Esther Collins and her family, and if you could close us out. Hallelujah. We appreciate it.
Yes. Father, we say thank you, and we thank you, Father, for all that you have brought before us. Thank you, Father, for the special blessings on the Collins family and Sister Esther Collins. And thank you, Father, for all the opportunities that you have given us all to come into your presence. Thank you as we've had this meeting of the minds and as we had the opportunity to just enjoy ourselves and praise you. And thank you, Father, for how you've just released your blessings to be upon us all and just exhaling them on us. Thank you, Father, for all those in their journeys and for where they're headed, that they have strength in being able to be strong in their listening skills, strength in being strong and being able to take the challenges that are coming from their loved ones, the challenges that are coming from jobs, the challenges that are coming from strangers, because you have brought us to where we are well able. Mm-hmm. And so as we're going forth, thank you, Father, for our eyes opening to recognize that we are new creatures. We are a new creation. We are a new species. This is a season that our parents have been praying for, our grandparents have been praying for, and we thank you, Father, for giving us the understanding how to live in this season of prayer. So for what has been promised to them upon our life, thank you for giving us the strength to hold on, the strength to be strong because of how wonderful and glorious this season is. And thank you for giving us the strength to be role models. We're role models to our loved ones. We're role models wherever we go. Thank you for giving us the strength in our ministries. And in our ministries, we're role models. Thank you for giving us strength as being husbands and wives. We are role models to others. Thank you, Father, for giving us strength for being role models as parents. We say thank you. Being role models as business leaders, we say thank you. So thank you, Father, as we know that we're moving in that blessing of peace. Your scripture says when there is no peace, there is no prosperity. Prosperity is forgotten when you are not moving in peace. So the works of the enemy, our Lord says it is on us to destroy, and we are in that season of destruction against the works of the enemy. He didn't say attack the enemy. He said fight the good fight of faith against the works of the enemy. So the enemy is on our Father as well as our Lord and Savior in the power of the Holy Spirit. But he's given us authority for such a time as this to defeat those works of cancers, those works of autoimmune system dysfunctions, those works of bitterness, those works of grumpiness and fear, all of that is removed right now in the name of Jesus. So we say thank you, Father, as we go on our journey. Thank you, Father, for the excitement. And until next week and until we meet again, we thank you for hearing us, loving us, and adoring us. In amen. Jesus' most holy name, amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Well, we look forward to hearing from you next week. It'll be Family Day on Bible Storyland. We love each of you. God loves you. Don't forget, have a God-fearing day, a God-fearing week, a God-fearing month, a God-fearing year. And don't forget, praise the Lord daily, not just today, every day. Praise the Lord. Bless him. Give him blessing after blessing. And we thank you. I love y'all. Talk to you next week.
Yeah, love you all.
Thank you.